Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And it looks like today, and as it has been for the last 2.5 weeks now, we're working on way more than that. We're working on your financial survival. Wow, that just took a lot of energy to say, and I'm about ready to go and fall back asleep. Why? Because I am tired. Man, I'm taking over 300 emails a day, and I bet I've read 50 different articles. Everybody in this country is trying to figure this stuff out. What are they trying to figure out? Hey, where are we at? How are we going to get through it? What is the government actually doing to help us? Those are the issues that are at front right now that everybody's worried about. And quite honestly, we've got our arms wrapped around them as far as we possibly can. If you can hang in for the whole show today, we'll be covering most of them. The reality is that some of the stuff in the CARES Act, they haven't even come up with a complete and definitive way of doing it yet. In other words, they're telling you and telling us very clearly now, though it wasn't clear Monday when they came out with it, but as of now today, which is Wednesday, I believe we're at, it's pretty clear what they're saying we're going to get out of this program. But now how to get it is the question, and also what are the limitations and so forth. So I've got as much as I've got can get for you today on all that and cover that. So, but I want to keep in mind as we go through this process that there's actually six things that I'm worried about for all of us. And one of them is health. The next one is food and supplies. The next one is your income. The next one is your security. And the next one is your investments, right? So I'd like to touch on a little bit of each one of them each day instead of just pounding into it all day long into one of them, which could get very boring because I know I've had to go through the pounding hours. In fact, we've had multiple meetings after meetings and, man, people coming with questions and then 20 people giving them suggestions and then article after article after article. I'm not trying to cry to you guys. I'm just telling you, hey, I understand there's no way if I weren't in the position I'm in, which has I have nothing to do and tons of access to really smart people, I'm sure I'd be really frustrated and not knowing what's going on. So I'm going to try to clear it up some if I can. So let's start at the top, health. What do I know about health? Very little, but here's what I do know. Family member of ours had and was elected, was told he couldn't have surgery because they were eliminating all elective surgeries. His elective surgery was so bad, he had discs that were some type of pinching of the nerve in the L4, L5, L6, and L something, blah, blah. It was four or five different places his nerves were pinched in his back. He could hardly move. And they told him they weren't going to be able to operate on him, and then they came back and said, look, we're going to squeeze you in. And they did the operation Monday. So there was elective surgery done. Now, I think there might be some empathy there for how bad off the gentleman was. Let's talk about myself. I had an appointment for today to go in and see an orthopedic surgeon because I tore my rotator cuff out a couple years ago. They went and operated on it, and guess what? I've injured it again from lifting. I've told you I've been lifting heavy, and I've gotten it sore and gotten it injured, and so I wanted to go and get an x-ray, and they called me today and said, whoop, no coming in. We can do a televisit with you. The doctor can look at you over Skype and go, okay, raise your arm. Okay, that's your range of motion. Yep, you probably have something torn, so, you know, we can't do anything. So they said there's going to be no physical contact and no physical office visits until May 1st. All of them have been shut down, which I find it interesting because there's begging and begging and begging for doctors. And this orthopedic surgeon is going to have a Skype visit with me from his house, actually. You know, I'm not condemning. I'm just saying it's kind of interesting to hear these people over here going screaming that they need to send 87 different doctors in this one bus to go to New York, and all these people that are volunteering to help. And then you got this guy here, it's an orthopedic surgeon, going like, eh, I'm not getting out of my house. No x-rays, no coming to work. I know that medical isn't medical considered something that's important. I forgot the word for it. You know what I mean? It's something that needs to be open, but obviously not something that's elective. So that's what I know. In other words, what am I saying to you? I know nothing. What I'm really saying is it's going to be an individual case. I think if you're really, really sick, they'll do something for you. They'll get you in there somehow. But other than that, you need to be taking good care of yourself right now. As far as I'm concerned, my health is my problem. And so how I eat and how I sleep is very important to me right now. How I exercise is very important to me, because I'm the only person who's going to really be taking care of it. Let's talk about food and supplies. Interesting update on this. I have seen no real problem in the supply chain for food and supplies for people so far, except toilet paper and hand sanitizer. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out why toilet paper is still gone. I mean, did everybody just all of a sudden start going to the bathroom three or four more times a day than they normally do? I don't get that. I mean, I understood when all the shelves were empty, when everybody went and bought it and filled up. But now your house has got to be filled with toilet paper. How do you come back a week later and need another, you know, truckload of toilet paper? I just don't get that one, okay? So if somebody can explain that to me, why toilet paper is still not available, when, remember, they've restocked over and over and over again. So it's not that there's no toilet paper out there. It's that people keep grabbing it. Just, I don't know. It might be a joke. Maybe everybody's doing it just as a joke. I've seen jokes on the internet now where they're showing people laying in bathtubs of toilet paper. Their kitchen cabinets are filled with toilet paper, whatever. Well, let's get down to what is different. I told you last week I was a little worried that the government might be secretly shutting down gun purchases. Why did I say that? It was anecdotal. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. The basic premise was, I went and applied for a gun and stayed in line, and I wanted to buy another gun. I've got lots of guns, but I had one I wanted. Literally, it wasn't because of the COVID virus. I just saw a gun I really wanted, so I was there checking out. I was watching the ammunition sales and watching gun sales to see what was going on, and I saw what I wanted, so I said, okay, let me go ahead and fill this out. So a week ago Thursday, 2 weeks ago Thursday, it was 11 days till they called me and said, okay, you've passed the background check. They called me back and said, okay, you can come get your gun. And so it was interesting, because I was really starting to worry that they just said, you know what, with all this problems going on, with all these problems going on out there, I think that we shouldn't allow any more people to buy guns, and especially the ones that are buying them now, which are people that don't know how to use them. And so I thought that they were just going to shut that whole process down. But I'm here to say I was wrong. And remember, just because I thought there was conspiracy theory doesn't mean there wasn't a conspiracy theory. But in this case, my conspiracy theory turned out to prove false. And so I got my gun, right? And so I think that means everybody else. In fact, the guy I talked to there at the store said four of them came in that day, and they were the four that had applied during the 1 hour that I was there when I applied for mine. So guns are back available. Ammunition is available online. Very little ammunition. There's some ammunition in stores, but online that's very well available. I mean, you can buy boxes of thousands of rounds, and, you know, it's available if you want it, right? So the next one we talk about is income. And this is a situation where I'm finally starting to get my arms wrapped around how they plan to solve this problem. The whole basic problem is predicated on, they think there's about 2 months worth of problem going on here, and or at least they're banking on that. So they've came out with this thing called the Corona Aid Relief and Economic Security, or they call it CARES package, where they're going to spend $350 billion to try to turn the tide on this thing as far as how do we get the money back to society when no one's earning any income. That's the basic concept. So here's what we found out so far, and know to be true. Everybody out there that doesn't make over a certain amount is going to get a check in the mail for $1,200. Kids even, I think, are going to get a check for $500. So you think about your tenant there. They're sitting here. They make $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month. They're immediately, that household, husband and wife, is going to get $2,400. And if they got two kids, another $1,000, that's $3,400 cash. Boom. Right there's 1 month's pay. Right there. Boom. So we'll talk about this when we come back. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're going through the answering of the questions we have been for the last 2.5 weeks, which is, you know, where are we at as far as health, food, supplies, income, security, investments, and how should we deal with those? As we went to break, I was talking about my understanding of how they're going to try to defeat the income or lack thereof income problem in our society at this moment. And I said, let's get this. Understand that every American out there that makes less than $100,000 a year is going to get a check this week or sometime soon of $1,200. That means husband, $1,200, wife, $1,200, kids, $500, two kids, $1,000, right? So you're talking about the average family, husband and wife and two kids, are going to be getting $2,400 and $3,400. Right then and there, guys, that's a lot of liquidity. And all they have to do is pay the bills they're already paying, which they've already got the money because they haven't been without work yet. All this talk about, well, everybody's been without work. They haven't been without work, but about a week, maybe two at the most. And so we're looking at this situation, and the government says, okay, there's a quick, boom, there's a stab in the arm with anywhere from $1,200 to $3,500. Boom. All right. Now, next step. They come in with the SBA EIDLS loan, which is a disaster loan. And they're saying, look, if you are an individual, and this is the thing even my real estate agents didn't understand. They were about ready to lose their mind. Well, I'm sorry. Let's take it one step further back before we go to that. Let's go to unemployment. They have just increased unemployment of payments, both in length of time. In other words, it was 26 weeks. Now it's something like 34 weeks or something. I don't know what. I don't even care about how long it is. We're not going to be in trouble that long, I don't believe. But they've increased the length, and they've increased the amount. They've taken whatever your state's amount is and added $600 on top of it a week. That's a lot of money. In a month, that's $2,400 more than what you would have got if you were on unemployment. For some people, that's more than what they get paid, folks. Now, where my people didn't understand it is all my real estate agents and my five real estate companies are independent contractors. So they're thinking, all right, we can't get unemployment because we're not employed by anybody. But in this case, the CARES Act has changed that, and you can go get unemployment. If you're a waiter, you're an independent contractor, if you're a painter, if you're a real estate agent or broker, what if you're an Uber driver, whatever it is. You can go sign up for unemployment now. So there is a backstop. So you've already seen two backstops that go directly to the people that are in this event so they can pay their bills. The next level of backstop is the EIDLS, Small Business Disaster Loan. And in this case, what we're hearing in this situation is that every business out there, whether it be a business with employees or just an independent owner, whatever you are. Hey, all I do is I'm a tow truck driver. I'm an independent contractor. Whatever you are, you're a real estate agent, whatever you are a business if you file a tax return. And maybe the tax return is a self-employed tax return, or maybe the tax return is a LLC tax return, or maybe it's a partnership tax return, or maybe it's a corporation tax return. But you are a business, and you are entitled to an immediate cash influx of $10,000. Right? 10 grand immediate advance towards a disaster loan. Now, once you get the 10 grand, or while you go through the process of qualifying for the disaster loan, you get the 10 grand up front. Now, there is question, and this is where some of the gray is, will everybody get the whole 10 grand? And I think not. I think it's going to be, there is going to be some type of look at what you have as far as needs. It's going to be needs-based. I'm not sure how that works. They have not told us. As soon as I know exactly how that's working, we'll let you know. But I do know this. Every single one of you need to be out there applying for that loan. I applied my companies, seven companies applied for that loan this week, right? So that's $10,000 per company, and then whatever we can get from the loan. And now, how does that work? Well, they lend you this money to get through this period of time. They give you, I think it's 36 months to pay it off. And I get confused between these two different loans, between this one and the payroll loan that's coming out of the CARES bill. But it's either 24 or 36 months to pay this thing off. And if you follow their rules, and the rules fall something like this: if you keep all of your employees employed for the next 8 weeks, then some portion, if not all of that, will be forgiven. Now, if you only keep some of your employees employed and you let some people off, then that will be reduced and it will not be forgiven. It will be simply a loan. So, again, there's details. But at this point, the details are not necessarily important. Remember, if you borrow the money, there's no prepayment penalty. You could pay it right back if you wanted to. It's very low interest rate, so you don't have to worry about that. It's something like 3.75 or something. It's a very low interest rate. You need to get out there and get your hands on the cash, because the only real problem we have right now is liquidity. If you've got enough cash to survive till you get to the other end of this thing, in which case, you know, the machine turns back on again. And everybody goes back to work, right? We don't know when that is. And 8 weeks might not be enough. But I'm willing to bet if they can see 8 weeks isn't going to be enough, they're going to have supplementals. You know, they're just going to do whatever they got to do. Trump and the Republicans cannot allow the economy to crash forever and people to get put out. Politically, it's a bad biscuit. The Democrats, if they fight what the Republicans are doing, if they have extra bills in Congress and the Democrats fight it, the Republicans will put them on TV. They will annihilate them. They will make them look like, you know, the bad guys in the situation. So they've got to have bipartisan approach. They sneak in all the pork they want and get away with doing stuff that all of us think is ridiculous. But they'd rather let the pork slip in than not let the problems get solved and get us through this disaster. Now, the creme de la creme. The next part of the loan is a payroll replacement loan, and they call it the PPP. And it is up to $2 million that you can borrow to sustain your company. And this loan is the big kahuna. This is the one that you really want to go after. The point has been that if you go after the first loan, the disaster loan, they may reduce the amount of this loan by that loan you've already received. In other words, if you are qualified to get $1 million loan and you've already got $100,000, they may only give you $900,000. They're not going to double them up on top of each other. But we were told specifically by the Small Business Administration on a conference call that having the first one will not limit the second one. However, having the second one, the PPP loan, will eliminate your possibility to get the EIDLS loan, which is the disaster loan. So it's important which order you do them in. Take a short break. Be right back with more on Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing all the six topics that we need to be considering during this COVID-19 virus problem. Let's go. Health, food and supplies, income. We've covered all those. We're on income right now. And security and investments are next, but we're probably not going to get to those today because we've got so much to cover on this income. I've already talked to you about the three other first steps the government's put in place to get income back in people's pockets. It's the $1,200 immediate gift. It's the unemployment extension to all people and for long periods of time and higher amount. And then it is the CARES first step. Well, the Small Business Association, SBA, disaster loans, which can be picked up by everybody. Now, here's the last part of this, which is the Paycheck Protection Program, which is the basically company bailout for the next 8 weeks is what it comes down to, where they're going to lend us the money to keep our businesses going. So what's important is let's listen carefully to who is available for this. You are eligible if you are a small business with fewer than 500 employees, a small business that otherwise meets the small business size standard, a 501c with fewer than 500 employees, an individual. Did you hear that? An individual who operates as a sole proprietor, an individual who operates as an independent contractor, an individual who is self-employed, who regularly carries on any business or trade, a tribal business concern, which meets small business size standards. So, folks, are you hearing what I'm telling you? It's almost anybody who earns a living almost any way. That company or those companies are eligible for this PPP loan. Additionally, some special rules may make you eligible if you are in the accommodation and food service sector, right? The 500 employee rule is lifted. If you are operating as a franchise or receive financial assistance from approved small business investment company, the normal affiliation rules do not apply. So in other words, many times businesses are tied together in affiliates. And as affiliates together, they would conglomerate over 500 people. But they're allowing them at this time to break the affiliation bond as far as applying for being under 500 people. So, guys, I don't know. The way I read that is just about everybody but major corporations, which are going to get personalized attention loans. Everybody else is going to be eligible for this. So if everybody can go get a loan, then everybody's going to have money. Then everybody should be able to pay their bills. And if everybody else pays their bills, then all the businesses should be able to pay their bills and the payrolls should go on. It goes on and says, what will lenders be looking for? The lenders will also ask you for good faith certification that the uncertainty of current economic conditions makes the loan request necessary to support the ongoing operations. Okay? Hey, if you don't need the money, they don't want to give you the money. Number two, the borrower will use the loan proceeds to retain workers and maintain payroll or make mortgage payments, lease payments, and utility payments. Basically, what they're saying is this is a payroll protection plan. Okay, let's keep people working because if people keep getting paychecks, then the government gets their taxes. And well, actually, I don't even know about that because they've said something about companies not needing to pay payroll taxes. So that is not in this piece of work right here anyway. Number three, borrower does not have an application pending for a loan duplicate of the purpose and amounts applied here. Okay, this is one we are still looking into because we have questions whether an apartment complex files or the management company files. The payroll is actually paid by the management company, but the property, the business, is actually the apartment. The payroll company has massive payrolls to be able to show they need loans for, but the bottom line is those payrolls are for apartments. So the question comes down to who gets the loan? And we're still sorting that one out. We haven't got that one sorted out yet. Number four, from February 15th to 2020 to December 31st, 2020, the borrower has not received a loan duplicate of the purpose. Okay? So in other words, hey, you can't go back and do this again and again and again. If you're an independent contractor, sole proprietor, self-employed individual, lenders will also be looking for certain documents, and final requirements will be announced by the government, such as payroll tax filings, forms 1099 miscellaneous income and expenses and sole proprietorship, blah, 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 blah. What are they saying there? They don't even know themselves what the rules are going to be yet. That's what they're basically saying. Step three, how much can I borrow? You can borrow a loan that will be up to 2.5 times the borrower's average monthly payroll costs, not to exceed $10 million. So what are they basically saying? 2.5 times means your payroll for 2 months. Right? 2 months worth of payroll, 8 weeks worth of payroll time, you know, is what they're giving you. Giving you 2 times payroll plus 0.5, which is to cover the overhead of managing that payroll. All right. How do I calculate my average cost? It's sum included payroll costs minus sum of the excluded payroll costs equals payroll costs. And the included ones and the excluded ones are listed here in this document. Basically, what it comes down to is almost any kind of wages you pay are included, and what's excluded is compensation for employees that make over $100,000 a year. So it's payroll protection up to $100,000 per person. So if somebody has they're in the payroll and they get paid $200,000 a year, you've got to reduce your payroll by 100 of that 200 to get them back down to $100,000 a year. Payroll taxes, railroad taxes, and income taxes are excluded. Any compensation of employees whose principal place residence is outside of the United States. So if you're not a U.S. citizen, if your place of residence is in another country, you don't and you can't get this loan. You cannot take off qualified sick leave wages for which a credit is allowed under the Section 7001 of the Family's First Coronavirus Response Act. I don't even understand that one. That one's above my pay grade, but it's there. Number four, will this loan be forgiven? Borrowers are eligible to have their loans forgiven. How much? A borrower is eligible for the loan to be forgiven. Loan forgiveness to equal the amount of the borrower spent on following items during the 8 week period beginning on the date of the origination of the loan. Payroll costs, interest on mortgage, rent on leasing agreements, payments on utilities, and borrowers with tipped employees, any additional wages they paid them. The loan forgiveness cannot exceed the amount of the loan. Okay? How could the forgiveness be reduced? It can be reduced. The amount of loan forgiveness calculated above is reduced if there is a reduction in the number of employees or a reduction of greater than 25% in wages paid to employees specifically. All right, then they give you the detailed numbers. So here's what they're saying. Hey, you can't get rid of your employees and still get this loan and get it forgiven. If you borrow it and you fire your employees, you owe the money back. Number two, you can't cut their pay. if you cut their pay by greater than 25% across the board, if your payroll goes down by more than 25%, then they're not going to forgive the loan. So the idea is the government is basically saying, we're giving you money to give to your employees. We're giving you money to maintain your payrolls. Maintain them. And this loan will become a grant. It will be forgiven. If you don't do that, if you just take the government money, but you don't do what it was intended for, then you're going to owe the money. You're going to have to pay it back. And if you don't, they'll take you down. Remember, the U.S. government is the largest and the best collection agency in the world. So there you have it, folks. That's how they're going to save us. And that covers our income. Security, what have you done for your security lately? Some people have stocked up on their ammo. I think one of the things that I want to try to do, I'm trying to get somebody, an owner of a gun range to call in and do a piece, because I want them to talk about how beginners that are buying guns because out of fear that things could go crazy, they don't know how to use those guns. They don't know. They're not safe. I saw it. I watched people picking guns up at the stores, and I saw a girl look right down the barrel and goes, so is this where the bullet comes out? I'm thinking, yeah, right into your head, dummy. But they don't know. In fact, the weird thing is they were buying every gun that was in the case, which means at best, I know how to handle maybe, let's say, 10 guns. And let's say there's probably 200 different types of guns. There may be thousands of different guns, but maybe 200 different types. I know how to handle 10 of them. I know how to load them. I know how to unload them. I know how to shoot them. I know how to clean them, okay? And I've been doing this since I was a kid. My whole family's been into guns their whole life. Most people out there don't even know how to do one. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we've discussed what I believe to be the relevant information that we have so far on how the government plans to bring us through this lack of liquidity that's occurring because people aren't going to work. So that's the income portion. Let's talk about security for a second. I got an email the other day, which yesterday, I think, and it's crazy, but I want to share it with you. Okay. Just because I think you need to see that people are starting already. I mean, we're only a week or two into this, and they're already starting to go crazy. And who knows how crazy people can get? I mean, it's unbelievable. And you don't know what kind of people are getting crazy. That's the thing. You don't know who they are. I just thought there was ads on the radio here just a second ago. There, during the break, they were talking about road rage and talking about people getting fights in lines. You know, you're standing at the grocery store and one person won't move up in the line, and so you scream at them, and that person turns around and gives you the you know what word and the specific finger that means something important, and all of a sudden, you got a fist fight right in the middle of the store. I haven't seen any of this kind of stuff yet, but I want you to see or hear the first inklings of the insanity that's out there. I'm going to read you this whole thing just because I think anybody that takes the time to write something like this deserves to have it written out over the radio. You would say, probably many of you say, no, you shouldn't even let this person have the time of day to let their insanity hit the public. But I think you need to see, because you need to be aware that it isn't all conspiracy theory. There are lunatics out there. There are people that are starting to lose it. Now, I responded to this person in an email, and I'll tell you what I said to them in a minute, but I want you to go ahead and read this. First of all, interestingly, it starts out with who it's from. And I can't say exactly what it is on the radio because it's profane. It starts with F, I will leave some out, your mother, 1960. There it is. And then it goes on and says, the name of the person is Anal Sally Jones at gmail.com. So maybe you want to get in touch with this person. You can start a little cult of crazy people together. But it says, I just wanted to call out your irresponsibility in broadcasting that we only had 1,000 deaths from COVID-19. When you made that statement, that was true. But you said this may last for 4 months, and that could mean 4,000 deaths. More people die from flu and car accidents. I'm here to inform you. Now, she's here. Get this. I'm here. Like, I was put on this earth. I'm here to inform you that today we now have 3,867 deaths, as if I don't watch the news. And as if I'm sitting here every day spending my money, spending my time, getting this information together and presenting it to everybody. And this person right here has spent the whole amount of cost to write an email to tell me what I already know, which is that there are 3,867 deaths, less than a week from your broadcast of 1,000 number. Now, yes, more people die in car accidents, but the number of car accidents death is not compounding like COVID-19. Yes, more people die from the flu per year than that of COVID-19 thus far. But again, the flu is not contagious or as deadly as COVID-19. One out of 1,000 people will die from the flu. One out of 100 will die from COVID-19. Now, I'm an investor and a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. With that being said, I look to you for answers. I'm thoroughly disappointed in the lack of understanding of compounding, because you all, of all people, should know the power of compounding. Your fortune was built on that flow, was built on cash flow and compounding. Thank you in advance, concerned member. So my first response back to them, it was all in one response. My response was, look, I'm sorry, I miss the point you're trying to make. And it really comes down to is the point that, wow, we should be worried about the fact that this is compounding and that people are going to die. And my answer to that is people are going to die. And no matter whether I worry about it or not, that is a liberal, that is a type of thing that to worry about that which is, that which is and will be, gives me no time to follow on doing what I should do to take advantage of fixing what I can fix. I have no time to worry. In fact, if you look at the people that are potential to get this disease and die from it, I'm in that category. So if you think I'm just looking at this and saying, oh my gosh, who cares? I'm not. But on the other hand, I don't sit around and worry about the 100,000 to 150,000 people they say they're going to die. They're going to die. And it may be me that's one of them. But I'd rather sit here and try to fix your future, ma'am, and help you and everybody else get through this than to sit there and start a fight with somebody about how many are going to die. And after I wrote that back as a part of that, I then stopped for a second and I said, okay, wait a minute. Try to see the world as other people see it. Be empathetic. I said, wait a minute. Are you this upset because you lost somebody? Maybe they lost somebody they know, and that's why this is such a painful point for them. It's like people who lose somebody to cancer, and then they become cancer advocates, right? And then it's like somebody, you know, that has, you know, a child that dies because of premature type of disease that, you know, they get in the womb, so then they're into that. And other ladies have cancer, breast cancer, and so they become breast cancer advocates. I guess everybody that loses something in life becomes an advocate for that. I did. When I lost my money in the stock market, I became a screaming advocate against the stock market. So I understand that, right? I totally get that. And if that's what this is, then I have empathy for you. Notice I didn't say sympathy because I don't sympathize with people that get emotional over their pain. We all have pain. Some of us can work through it and some of us can't. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to whether one of those people are right or the other one isn't, but I will tell you this. As soon as we start striking out against people, and this was the last question I asked in the email, or is this simply your way of telling me that I don't, as an American, have the right to say my opinion on the radio? Is it that I should say exactly what you want me to say the way you want me to say it because this isn't America anymore? I don't believe that. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.